We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Runners will be going. The 3-2 swung on, ground ball, base hit, left center field, and Duhar scores. Hicks rounding third. The ball was overrun in the outfield. Judge goes to second. Two runs are in. Swung on and driven to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone to tie the game. The Santino. He hits a two-run home run in the visitors' bullpen in left center. A mighty blast. A two-run home run. And the Yankees have tied the game at five. Oh, that Gary is scary. Swung on and driven to deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning bottom of the ninth. Two out. Walk-off home run by Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo, non si può stopparlo. He hits a two-run blast, a Stantonian home run, and the Yankees have come all the way back, 5-0 down for a 7-5 victory in one of the great games of the year.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. WFAN Sports Radio. If you wanna be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 12:30 today. We'll take you out to Yankee Stadium as the Yankees try to make it a clean sweep against the Mariners. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. Only at my favorite store, ShopRite, and of course the Mike Francesa chair as well. Bro, we've been talking about him. Of course, you heard the calls, heard right here on The Fan last night. John Sterling, of course, doing the honors. And, you know, we've been talking about Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton, that Yankee moment. You know, you've talked about it. We've talked about it. When will the Yankee moment come that officially kind of stamps him as a Yankee? And it probably came last night as he hits the game-winning walk-off homer against the Mariners as the Yankees come all the way back. They were down 5-0 in this game. Got the big home run from Sanchez to tie it. And then Giancarlo with the walk-off to win it in the ninth inning.
Well, here's the real test. Today, this afternoon at Yankee Stadium, James Paxton's on the mound for the Mariners. It is a lefty. Giancarlo crushes lefties. Yep. But if Giancarlo strikes out his first at-bat, strikes out his second at-bat, and comes up with guys on base in his third at-bat and doesn't come through, does he get booed? If he gets booed, then last night wasn't his Yankee moment.
Right.
You know, I think we remember back to, or at least I do, to Jason Giambi.
You always bring that one up. That was the one in the rain, right?
It was in the rain against the
Baltimore
Twins.
Twins, right. And right. I don't know why I thought Baltimore.
The key was Giambi got off to a terrible start, and he's getting booed by Yankee fans. And very similar to Giancarlo, Giambi was coming off a great year in Oakland. He was an MVP guy, and he wasn't playing well. But more so than hitting the big hit against the Twins, he took off after that. And so there was never an opportunity for Yankee fans to boo Giambi. But what made the story work is that he took off.
Right, right.
If he hadn't taken off, I don't know if I'd be sitting here in 2018 saying, boy, that home run against the Twins was the moment. I think it was those two things. Having that, yes, that game-winning, defining moment, but then using it as a springboard. And that's going to be the key here with Giancarlo.
Right.
I mean, does he take off at Yankee Stadium? We've gone through it. He has struggled at Yankee Stadium.
Home runs back-to-back days now at Yankee Stadium.
So it looks like he is.
It looks like he's on his way.
I'm not saying he isn't, by the way. I'm just merely saying, before we define it, because I know, you know, Kay's screaming, and everybody's screaming, this is a Yankee moment.
Of course.
It may be.
Maybe.
But I think a lot of that is defined by what happens next.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the guy goes through an 0-35 slump now. Trust me. We're not going to be looking back at this Yankee moment.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think he's going to go on a tear now, to be honest with you.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think the tear is already has started.
I agree with you because he's a really good baseball player who gets hot. And we saw that last year. When he's hot, he's hot. And so he definitely looks like a player that's about to take off. And while he's facing a tough pitcher today in James Paxton, he's facing a lefty. And we know how well this guy's fared against lefties. But here's the funny thing about last night. It was a big moment for Giancarlo. You know, you could tell in the post game, he had a great answer. I think Meredith asked him about how big it was for him, and he moved it right to the team. Hey, this is a great team win. You know, we're down by five, we come back.
Right.
So
right.
I think it's a great moment for him. But how about Gary Sanchez? Gary Sanchez is hitting under 200. He's getting booed at times by Yankee fans, and he's the guy. This is like a Fonzie Piazza moment. The bigger home run was Gary Sanchez.
No question. Well, hey, look. I mean, you're 100% right. Look, they were down 5-0 in this game. It didn't look good for the Yankees against a good team, you know? And Felix Hernandez, of course, he's not the guy he used to be. But, I mean, still, you're right. The two guys that really have struggled the most, if you will, the two guys that have taken the biggest heat from Yankee fans to this point, Sanchez and Stanton, and they were the heroes last night.
And that's why this Yankee team is phenomenal, because the guys who weren't hitting step up and win them a game.
Yep.
They are finding a million different ways to beat you. They will beat you every kind of way possible. Last night, not to get on the kid because it's only his second major league start, but Jonathan Loaisiga was not nearly as sharp as his first start. He gets knocked out in the fourth inning, and Aaron Boone is riding Jason Treve for two innings, which I know drove a lot of Yankee fans nuts, and Treve did not exactly pitch all that well. And so the Yankees say, all right, we're going to find a way to win anyway. Jonathan Holder does a great job out of the bullpen, and they chip away. That's the most important thing. You're not going to score five runs on one swing. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Right, right.
You need to chip. And that's exactly what they did. Aaron Judge, with that two-run double, that's a huge hit.
No question about it.
Because you're taking a game that feels over at 5-0, and it doesn't feel over because it's the Yankees.
It's never over with that team.
It feels
what's 5-0 to the Yankees?
It's nothing, but it feels like a big hole, 5-0.
Yeah, to the normal teams, yes.
Yes. That big hit in the fifth inning, all of a sudden it's a baseball game because now it's 5-2. The sacrifice fly by Didi Gregorius, and the Yankees have more sacrifice flies than anybody.
Is that true?
That's a big deal.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
That's a big deal.
No, it is, sure.
Because that shows you that they don't just rely on
exactly
the home run
ball. Exactly right.
And that run to make it 5-3 in the seventh, that's a huge deal. You know, when you have a runner on second to start an inning, Clint Frazier with that double, you got to get that guy home. And they did. They got the job done. That run is so big because now it's a 5-3 game.
Yep.
And you set yourself up where if you issue a leadoff walk to Gleyber Torres, which is exactly what happened in the eighth inning, one pitch can cost you. And that's exactly what happened with Gary Sanchez. So Giancarlo's moment gets the attention, but Gary with the big blow and all the chipping away that they did was huge. And Holder, who's been outstanding,
tremendous,
was huge.
No, he's been great. No doubt about it.
Because you got to keep it close. Jason Treve was not doing a good job keeping it close.
No.
Bottom line.
And he hasn't, really.
And he hasn't.
He's been struggling.
And this is a team that could win 110 games. But even with a team that can win 110 games, there are things you identify and say, hey, they could be better at that. And I think last night's a great example of why Brad Hand is perfect for this team, right? Mm-hmm. And another devastating lefty to this bullpen because Jason Treve's just not that good. I think we all understand that. We know the deal. So that's, you know, a small thing that they can add to make themselves even better, even though already right now they're pretty damn good.
Yep.
I mean, they're on pace to win 110 games.
Yeah, no, hey, look, they're unbelievable. The Yankees are unbelievable. I mean, it's just, this team is so loaded. You know, what else can you say? I mean, what else can you say? Just win the division so you don't have to deal with that one-game wild card, and we'll see what happens from there. But right now, I mean, they could be down 10-0 and not out of a game, bro.
No, they could.
It doesn't matter.
They never feel like they're out of the game.
Nope.
And we touched on this yesterday, and this continues. They are beating really good baseball teams.
And we touched on what's their record against teams over 500, right?
It's over a 700 winning percentage.
Yep.
And the Seattle Mariners, and I know we're all skeptical about how good they are. We'll see where they end up when this season is over. I don't know. I mean, the Angels have a chance. The Angels could catch them. I know they're seven games back now, but I don't think that's crazy. Yep. I'm not sure how many other teams could catch them, though, because The rest of the American League is kind of hot garbage. You know, the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Tigers, the A's have been pretty good. I give them credit, so maybe they'll hang around. So the Mariners have a pretty big cushion on that second wild card spot. But the Yankees beat up on all these good teams.
They do.
I mean, look at the Astros. They had that long winning streak. They finally lost, and they won again. So they're 50-26. The Yankees beat them 5 out of 7 times.
Yep. 3 times in Houston.
Yeah. And Charlie Morton's starting to look a little bit more human because he's walking guys. But right now the Yankees win every day. And here's the other thing. Very quietly, and it's tough to get on them because they've won at a 650 clip all year. But the Red Sox are cooling off.
Mm-hmm.
2 nights ago, they lose with Chris Sale on the mound. Last night, David Price made one mistake. It cost them.
I can't see the Yankees not winning the division. I just think they're better than Boston. I just think they are.
Well, right now they are because the Red Sox are cooling off, and the Yankees have not cooled off.
No, the Yankees are not cooled off at all.
The Yankees and Red Sox.
And again, and here's the other reason, too, is because of what we're talking about. You know, Sanchez and Giancarlo really haven't got it going yet when you look at it. And if they're going to go on a tear now, I mean, look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
They're a Swiss Army
knife. And you know what's coming. And you know what's coming. Let's be honest.
Oh,
you
know
it's coming.
Well, you know it's coming from baseball players that are good.
Yep.
That they're eventually going to get hot.
No doubt about it.
That's usually what happens unless you're having a shockingly awful season. And I don't want to say I feel bad for the Red Sox. Who the hell would feel bad for them? But the Red Sox have had a really good season. And what's happening right now to them is what happens to normal baseball teams. You get cold.
Yeah.
You stop hitting for a while. That's exactly happened in Minnesota.
The Yankees had their cold streaker to start the year when they were 9-9. That was their you know,
their really,
off period, if you will.
And I guess losing 2 out of 3 to Texas that one time.
All right.
But they're not normal right now. I mean, they're 49-22 and they never cool off. And what they've done is they were in this heavyweight boxing fight with the Red Sox where punch for punch they're matching each other. And at least right now, in the middle of June, the Red Sox are winded.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, you know, they're kind of going against the ropes. They're a little out of breath. They had a tough week this week against Minnesota. They've struggled. I mean, all of a sudden, they go to Minnesota, they can't hit. And all of a sudden now, if you're the Red Sox at 49-26, which should be good enough for first place on any planet, they have 4 games back in the
wild card.
It's
funny when you say that the Red Sox are not hitting right now. When the Yankees weren't hitting, they were still winning. When the Yankees were not scoring a ton of runs, and they had a little malaise period where they weren't hitting like you'd like to see, and they were still winning games. It didn't matter.
No, you're right.
They were still finding ways to win.
Here's your Yankee lineup real quick because they are playing an afternoon game, and it's a great pitching matchup.
Yeah,
Paxton and Severino. Clint Frazier is leading off. Mm. So from AAA tearing it up, he's going to lead off and play center. Aaron Judge, 2. Giancarlo is going to play left field and bat 3rd. Didi's cleaning up. Gleyber, 5. Miguel Andujar gets a DH day 6. Greg Bird, that's going to be a challenge against the lefty, batting 7th. Austin Romine catching. Neil Walker batting 9th. So a bunch of day offs today. Yeah, a couple of day offs to throw in there. No Aaron Hicks today. Brett Gardner is still nursing the knee injury.
Right.
Though I don't think he would have played anyway against a guy as tough as James Paxton. So a couple of guys out of this lineup today. Andujar gets a DH day. And Giancarlo in the lineup, Gary not in the lineup, which you can understand, giving him a day, day game after night game. And we'll see if the Yankees can sweep the Seattle Mariners, and you feel like they will because Luis Severino's on the mound.
Absolutely. You know what, though? If you got to hear, let's hear the Giancarlo because, John, that was his best call of the year so far. I mean, the excitement level and all of it. Let's hear it one more time. Giancarlo's home run. Stove has given us the. He has to get it yet.
Well, I'll say in the meantime that CC Sabathia is going to join us today, which will be very cool.
Oh, really?
CC,
how about that?
CC has had a fine year. And also, you should know this now about CC Sabathia. This is not going to surprise you, and it's very good.
What, the NBA stuff?
No, not NBA stuff. He actually hosts a podcast, him and Ryan Rucco. Yeah. And it's very good. I've listened to it.
So
it's very good.
So that's your next partner. You think by the time I'm ready to go, CC will probably be done.
CC.
And he'll be with you.
The best part. About CC Sabathia's podcast.
CC and Roberts.
Is how real it is. And what I mean by that, and this is real, is that he uses language that is very...
Salty.
Because that's how, in a moment when you're hanging out with a buddy, and it sounds like him and Rucco are friends. Why not? Rucco's a good dude. It sounds like buddies talking. Right. It's very real. And I know they have one podcast that's going to come out today that's pretty cool. So he's become...
Wow. CC, how about that's pretty good?
Yeah. It's called R2C2, if I'm not mistaken.
R2C2.
So we'll give that a plug
for
CC.
Very interesting.
And we'll talk baseball with him and Yankee baseball with him because he's had one hell of a career when you think about what he's done.
He's a borderline Hall of Famer, CC.
And
he can make a case.
One of the things that CC did, and he didn't do this here, that I will always have the ultimate respect for is what he did with the Brewers, where he gets traded before the deadline. in a contract year.
Oh, God.
And tells the Brewers, I'll pitch every 3 days.
And he did.
I don't give a
basically
damn.
Pitched them into the playoffs that
he
year.
Willed them to the playoffs, not only with his arm, but with his bat, because the guy could hit.
He can hit.
And that's in a contract year. He risked injury in doing so.
Yeah, God bless him.
Now, the problem was he took that playoff spot away from the Mets, but they had their own doing because they kind of choked it that year in 2008.
You think?
Kind of,
slightly.
Yeah. But CeCe will join us coming up in a little bit.
All right, let's hear one more time. Giancarlo, his biggest Yankee moment to win it last night. Here we go.
There'll be an 0-2 to Stanton. Swung on and driven to deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning bottom of the ninth. Two out. Walk-off home run by Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo. Non si può stopparlo. He hits a two-run blast, a Stantonian home run, and the Yankees have come all the way back, 5-0 down for a 7-5 victory in one of the great games of the year.
A happy John
Sterling. There you go.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.